Now, cast your mind back to the 1970s in a soft rock band from Bradford singing their hearts out on Top of the Pops with songs like Living Next Door to Alice. Of course, Smokey brought a certain lead singer, Chris Norman, to prominence, and after fronting the band, he went on to have big hits across Europe as a solo singer. And he's back with a massive UK tour. And Chris Norman admitted to me, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's the first time for ages that I've played in the UK. I've got a new album, which is to coincide with it, called The Definitive Collection, Chris Norman, which is a double album with all the Smokey hits on one CD and all my solo things that I've done on the other one. So
we like that. Yeah. In good shape. As a kid, you moved about a lot. Didn't you go to 9 different schools, Chris?
I did. Yeah, I did.
What was that all about?
Well, you know, my parents were in show business. They, I guess, moved around a lot, and I don't know if it was because of that, but when I was born in Redcar. I was brought up later on in Bradford. That's where the band formed and everything, at school in Bradford. But I was born in Redcar. I was left there till I was about 4 with my grandparents and my auntie Peggy and her kids. When I was about 4, I went and lived with my mum and dad because they came out of main show business. And we just moved. We just moved all the time. And I remember once going to school and coming back to the wrong house and it was empty, you know, thinking, what's going on, you know? And then remembering we'd moved that day, you know? So we moved all the time. And I went from one school to another and we lived in different towns.
So you learned very early to adjust and to kind of, you know, to life on the road, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, really, when you're a kid, it's difficult, you know, because I was always the new boy, you know, you go to school and somebody look after him because he doesn't know anything. And that's always difficult when you're a kid, you know? And I was quite shy until I was about, I guess, 10 or 11, I started to come out of myself a bit. I think in a way it does you some good. At the time it felt like it didn't, but now I think, you know, I'm used to being in different situations and having to sort of meet new people and strangers and everything. So yeah, it probably did me good in the end.
Mm. You mentioned that Smokey formed at school and the band had loads of great hits over the years. And I guess these hits are going to feature on this definitive collection. Talk me through a few of them and maybe the story behind the songs. Pick out a couple that everyone will know.
Well, Alice, for instance, is the one that people seem to remember. I don't know why, but they seem to remember. Well,
Living Next Door to Alice, yeah.
Yeah, it's because of the second version that came out. People still remember that.
Very naughty one.
Well, yeah. I wasn't involved in that. I was left the band by that time. But when it was a hit the first time, we didn't want to do it because we recorded it as part of an album in America, and we recorded that song and we all were going, well, it's a big country and western, it's not really what we're into, you know. And Mike Chapman, who was producing it, who'd written it, said, well, we won't put it out anywhere in Europe, we'll just put it out in the American country chart thing, and I think it'd be a big hit in the country charts. So we agreed to that and recorded it and everything. When we went back, everybody was saying, we have to put this out as a single, and the Mickey Mouse people in different countries. So we kind of reluctantly had to go along with it. So there was a song that ended up selling more records probably than any of the others, which we, in our wisdom, didn't want to record.
Isn't it interesting? You never quite know, do you?
No, you don't. But it gave us a certain image which we weren't looking towards, you know, because we'd done stuff before that, like If You Think You Know How to Love Me was the first hit. Which was like kind of an Eagles kind of sound. We were a bit like the Eagles in a way. You know, we did that. We did Meet at Midnight, which was a big hit, was recorded in Paris. We used the Paris Symphony String Orchestra to get the sound, which was a great experience.
Absolutely, a great time. And those hits on the album and will be featured on the tour. And you've toured so much over the years. I know you've toured the world effectively and done an awful lot of songwriting as well, Chris. Not just for yourself, because I gather that you were the man behind This Time more than any other time, This Time.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to find a way. That was the England football team, wasn't it?
Yeah, we got asked, me and Pete Spence, who was the drummer of Smokey, we were writing together and producing stuff. And we did a song with Kevin Keegan. First of all, this was because he came to a show we were doing and EMI had just wanted to sign him. And they said to us, would you write him a song? And could you write a song? So we said, we'll have a go. Because we got friends with him, went out with him and everything. So we said, yeah. So we wrote this song called Head Over Heels. Recorded it with him, and that became a hit in Europe, and a small hit here. I think it was number 30 or something here, but a bigger hit in Germany, where he was playing at the time. From that came the England football record, because we'd got involved with that. We then got asked, would you write a song for the England team? And that was like 1982 when they were in Spain. So we wrote this song called This Time We'll Get It Right and went and recorded it with them. And that was great, you know, because I remember going to Abbey Road Studios with all the England football team. And the media was amazing. There was everybody from television, radio wanted to meet the England team, you know. And I was up there on the big sound stage where I had to record the vocals, conducting them, you know, and trying to get them to pay attention.
Oh, wow. Because
footballers, they're not that interested in singing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? We became number 2, I think, in England. And then they went out of the World Cup. If they'd have got through that next stage, I think it would have been number 1.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, it would have helped. But, we recorded that and I worked with different people like Agnetha and Donovan and different things. And
yeah, Agnetha
it's
from
interesting.
ABBA. What was she like to work with?
She's really lovely. She's one of the nicest people you would meet, you know. Really down to earth, friendly. Just very nice person.
Outside of Smokey, 1978, you recorded a million-selling duet with Susie Quattro, Stumbling In, at number 4 in America. And I chatted to Susie recently because she's back out on the road, and like you, she's got new stuff out as well. And she has very fond memories of that song and working on that song with you. She really rates it. It's a great song. How was that working with Susie?
That was an accident, really. I mean, she may have already told you the story. We were at an after-show party at an awards ceremony. And there was loads of people there, you know, from different, getting awards, different groups and singers and things. And they had a group booked for that, just a local group with equipment. So everybody was getting up and jamming and singing together. Me and Susie got up and sang, I think, Long Tall Sally or something like that together. And it was because of that that Mike Chapman, who was the producer of Her and Us, said, why don't we do something together? And that's where the song came from. So he wrote this song called Stumbling In. They were recording in Cologne and I went along to the session and played guitar and then we just sang and I went home. You know, I was there for like 4 days, went home, forgot about it, and then it came out and it was a hit. But it was great because we actually sang that song both on the same microphone.
Oh,
these days,
really?
You know, yeah. These days people sort of tend to, I've done it myself, you know, where you do something in your own studio and then you sort of send the files by email. And somebody does the vocal in their studio and send you the files back and then you mix it. In those days, you know, we actually all sat in the studio together with her band, me playing guitar as well, and we put the tracks down. And then when we came to do the vocal, we had one microphone. We both stood on one microphone and sang it like you hear it, you know.
Actually, so, that comes across now you mention that. When you hear the song, you really do sound together. You really do sound like there's a great connection. It's great.
We were actually just standing there singing it, looking into each other's eyes to get in sync, you know.
Cracking.
And then it was a big, big, big hit.
Chris, it's interesting because obviously now out on the road after all these years, do you still get the buzz when you go out on stage? When you go out on stage in Swindon at the Wyvern Theatre on the 11th of June, how do you prepare? How do you feel when you get out there and all these people are going to be singing back at you? Do you still get the buzz?
I love it. I like all the different things you do in the music business, recording and everything else. But when you go on stage, you get an immediate reaction from people. When I was young, you know, I used to go through feelings of anxiety and not nerves, a bit nerves, but more anxiety. Is it going to be all right? Is it not going to be this, that? But now I have a tiny little bit of that just before I go on, just like a sort of, okay, you know, here we go. And then when I walk on stage, there's a kind of a fantastic feeling because I've been doing it for so long that I kind of know what I'm doing. I don't go on and think, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? I just do what I feel like. And the audiences are always great and really warm. When you first start and you're playing to places where they don't really want to see you, they're just there anyway, you've got to fight. Yeah. But nowadays, it's real benefit, really, to be able to walk on stage to an audience that's come just to see you. So they're already on your side. And it's a great feeling. And I love it.
Good for you. The definitive collection is available if you want to get your hands on a copy. You'll hear all the hits on the tour. And some of your solo stuff. We've already played Alice. We've already played Stumbling In. And we've talked about some of the hits. How about maybe one of your solo tracks we could go out on?
I think one that works always that I do of mine is a song called Gypsy Queen. So maybe you could play that.
All right, then. We're going to go out on Gypsy Queen and we're going to wish you well with the tour.
And
we're going to wish you well with the Definitive Collection album as well. And thank you so much for your time. Chris Norman of Smokey, thank you.
Thanks very much.